Hand in Hand, a short meditation by his brother Bob Lloyd from his book Minute Meditations. There's a story about a group of young boys playing in a field where they discover several hundred feet of railroad track from an old siding. Each young boy walks the rail as far as he can before losing his balance and stepping down. Two of the boys are seen huddling off to one side, whispering to each other. And then they come forward and announce that they can walk the entire length of the track without falling off. The other boys challenge them to prove their statement, whereupon the two boys walk over to the tracks and each gets on opposite rails and reach out to hold one another's hand. By holding hands as they walk, they gave each other support and successfully walked the entire length of the track. The two boys together could do what neither one of them could have done alone. Just holding another's hand gave each of them the steadying influence they needed to achieve their goal. We too often need a helping hand to help us keep our balance, sometimes physically, but more often spiritually. It isn't that we need someone to carry us, but just to extend a hand to keep us balanced as we walk hand in hand toward the kingdom. We really do need each other, and so often those who extend their hand are helped as much as the one receiving it. There's a dear invalid sister, bedfast and living across the street from the Cranston, Rhode Island Ecclesial Hall, and many brethren and sisters pop in to see her. The amazing thing is that those who come to see her to extend their hand receive as much help and encouragement as they give, because of her cheerful disposition and her spiritual outlook on life. She is an inspiration to those who visit her. Many leave her bedside feeling ashamed for ever having been discouraged and depressed. Paul told us that he learned that in whatsoever state he was, therewith to be content. He had troubles most of us will never have to face, and he considered them all but a light affliction which endures for a moment. For Paul and for our sister, their light afflictions will be made right when the great physician comes to open the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf. Then shall the lame man leap of an heart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. In the meantime, we need to realise how important it is to extend our hand to one another. It may not be much, but it is often enough to keep someone from falling. Jesus tells us that if we will give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of water, cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. So we all need each other. Paul tells us that God will comfort us in our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction, with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. Paul explains just how God does comfort us. God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus. God sent another frail, weak mortal to comfort Paul. We all have the opportunity to be a Titus. So let us extend a helping hand to each other and be kind to one another, tender-hearted and forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us.